Es war einmal in einem Dorf, nicht weit von hier, ein alter Mann. Er saß neben seinem Haus und die Kinder kamen zu ihm, um seine Geschichten zu hören. Dass er nur Türkisch reden konnte, störte die Kinder nicht, denn der alte Mann hatte ein Enkelkind. Dieses Enkelkind war in Deutschland geboren und konnte alles verstehen, was sein Großvater sagte, und es übersetzen. »Großvater, Großvater, erzähl uns eine Geschichte von Nasreddin Hoca.« »The children gather around the old man and sit on the ground to listen. His grandchild stands beside him to translate.« Er erzählte die Geschichte so lebendig, dass die Figuren zu atmen und zu leben begannen. Sie fingen an, ihre eigenen Geschichten zu erzählen. Sie sprachen auf Englisch, sodass alle Kinder sie verstehen konnten, egal aus welchem Land sie stammten. The group of children around the grandfather watch the action. Once upon a time, Nasreddin Hoca took his donkey and his son to another village. Come, son, let's take the donkey and visit my brother and his family. Hoca's son leads the donkey on stage and helps Hoca climb on. They walk a few steps. Two villagers stop them, looking very upset. Nasreddin Hoca, shame on you, riding on that donkey while your son walks in the dirt. Hoca, that poor child looks so tired. Do as you please, of course, but let him ride instead. The villagers go past, shaking their heads. It pleases me to please the villagers. Come, son, you ride the donkey and I will walk in the dirt. Hoca climbs off the donkey and helps his son climb on. They walk a few steps. Two more villagers stop them, looking very upset. Nasreddin Hoca, shame on you, walking in the dirt while your son rides the donkey? Hoca, you look so tired. Do as you please, of course, but you should ride as well. The villagers go past, shaking their heads. It pleases me to please the villagers. Come, son, we will both ride the donkey and let it walk in the dirt. Hoca climbs on the donkey's back with his son. They walk a few steps. Two more villagers stop them, looking very upset. Nasreddin Hoca, shame on you. Both of you riding on that donkey while it walks in the dirt? Hoca, that poor donkey looks so tired. Do as you please, of course, but you should walk instead. The villagers go past, shaking their heads. It pleases me to please the villagers. Come, son, we will both walk in the dirt and let the donkey walk too. Hoca and his son climb off the donkey's back. They walk a few steps. Two more villagers stop them, looking very upset. Nasreddin Hoca, shame on you. Both of you walking in the dirt while the donkey walks alone. Hoca, that poor child. Do as you please, of course, but your son should ride instead. The villagers go past, shaking their heads. Hoca and his son look at each other, confused. We cannot please everyone. Come, son, we will do as we please. I know, let's carry the donkey. Hodger and his son pick up the donkey and carry it off stage. The villagers laugh at them.
Başkalarını mutlu etmeye çalışan hiçbir zaman kendi mutlu olamaz. Sizi ne mutlu ediyorsa onu yapın.
Wer immer versucht, alle anderen glücklich zu machen, wird nie selbst glücklich sein. Tut besser das, was euch selbst glücklich macht. The end.